Who you calling Woofus? This unusual sculpture, called the Texas Woofus, is actually a modern replica of the original, which debuted at this same spot in 1936 during the Texas Centennial Exposition. Much mystery surrounds that original work. No one knows why it was called the Woofus, why sculptor Lawrence Tenney Stevens designed it the way he did, or what happened to the original after it was removed from its pedestal in 1941 following its being damaged during a construction accident. The Woofus is an amalgam of six different Texas animals. It bears the head of a sheep, the neck and mane of a horse, the body of a hog, the wings of a duck, the tail of a turkey, and the horns of a Texas longhorn. Those horns, by the way, span 10 feet. A quick glance at the back of the Woofus reveals that it is most definitely a male. For years, rumors swirled that the construction accident that clipped the Woofus's nose was no accident. Instead, some believe that the work was clipped by a steel beam on purpose and then removed and destroyed in deference to one or more religious groups that viewed the odd creature as some sort of pagan idol. To this day, no one knows the fate of the original Woofus. The Friends of Fair Park began a campaign to replace the sculpture in 1997. Over 5 years, private donors contributed more than $60,000, much of which came at dinner parties where the guests were called upon to sing the Woofus song, the chorus of which includes the words, "Oink quack nay." Sculptor David Newton crafted the Texas Woofus you now see before you. It is made of bronze and concrete and weighs more than 3,000 pounds. You can see the mouth of the Woofus spurting a stream of water into the fountain below, but only during the State Fair of Texas. This is Craig Holcomb with Friends of Fair Park reporting from in front of the Swine Building.